Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Ghostly Light by Juliet Blackwell, narrated by Exy Sands. Chapter 1. The tower reached high into a gray sky. A faint glow, dare I say a ghostly light, seemed to emanate from the lighthouse's narrow windows, probably just a trick of light, the afternoon sun reflecting off curved stone walls. Just looking up at the tower through the cracked bay window made me dizzy. I'm thinking of calling the inn Spirit of the Lighthouse, or maybe the Bay Light, said Alicia Withers as she checked an item off the list on her clipboard. Alicia was big on lists and clipboards. What do you think, Mel? Too simple? I think you need to figure out your plumbing issues before you worry about the name, I replied. That's me, Mel Turner, general contractor and head of Turner Construction, also known as Killjoy. Alicia and I stood in the central hallway of the former lighthouse keeper's home, a charming but dilapidated four-bedroom Victorian adjacent to the lighthouse tower. The structures had been built in 1871 on the small, rather unimaginatively named Lighthouse Island, located in the strait connecting the San Francisco and San Pablo Bays. Not far away, the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge loomed, and barely visible to the southwest was the elegant new span that linked Oakland to Treasure Island and on to San Francisco. The nearest shoreline was Richmond, with San Rafael and San Quentin Prison, situated across the normally placid, though occasionally tempestuous, bay waters. It was a view to die for. Lighthouse Island's foghorn and lamp had been staffed by full-time keepers and their assistants and families for decades, the flashing light and thunderous horn warning sea captains of the bay's surprisingly treacherous shallows and rocky shoals. But the humans had long since.